This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Politics is part and parcel of this economy. Sometimes it's subtle, sometimes it's not, but it is always there. Today is one of the not subtle times. Netflix, Disney, NBC Universal, and Warner Media have all said in the past day or so that they are going to consider pulling production out of Georgia if its controversial new abortion law goes into effect. Georgia has been something of a southern home base for Hollywood for years now, thanks to generous tax credits. Mostly Netflix shot Stranger Things and Ozark there. Disney did Black Panther and Avengers Endgame. But both companies now say their employees might just not want to work in Georgia anymore. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
American politics can feel more polarized these days, and that has leaked into the workplace, according to Leslie Gaines-Ross.
The workplace reflects society.
Gaines-Ross is a strategist at Weber Shandwick. It recently surveyed workers about employee activism.
65% said that if they were considering a new job, they would take into account an employer's stance on issues that affect society.
That could be all the more reason to stay away from polarizing political issues with sizable factions on each side, but perhaps not if you, like Netflix or Warner Media, are in the entertainment business. Peter Capelli is a professor of management at the Wharton School.
Many of the employees that they see as most central, most difficult to recruit, most difficult to retain, are people who have views that are quite different than these views on abortion or earlier views restricting rights of LGBT community.
Otherwise put, many of the stars and key producers and other talent these companies need are opposed to Georgia's law. And they, and workers in the U.S. generally, are in a position to make demands. Scott Dabrowski is a spokesman for Glassdoor.
We're seeing the lowest unemployment rate that we've seen in decades. And so people have options into where they go to work.
Netflix, Warner Media, and Disney have all hedged their threats to leave Georgia by saying they'd wait to see if the law goes into effect in 2020 as planned. That'll depend on how court challenges go. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.